USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Putin's war rages on in Ukraine, civilian casualties mount in Mariupol as conditions worsen without food and water. Satellite images show Russian army convoy near Kyiv has largely dispersed to the surrounding areas, just under 10 miles from the Ukrainian capital. Facebook and Instagram loosened some hate speech restrictions amid the Russian invasion, allowing users to vent about the war in Europe. The latest consumer price index numbers, 7.9% over the past 12 months ending in February, show just how widely inflation pressures have spread over the past year. The pandemic fiscal stimulus is done. The Federal Reserve will start raising interest rates next week, tightening financial conditions. The White House is warning a frustrated Putin has the resources to launch chemical weapons in Ukraine.
That they not only have the capacity, they have a history of using chemical and biological weapons.
Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease, and there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, brown rice, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That's one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the ultimate niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our de-stress capsules, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the ultimate daily classic tablets, 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those 3 eggs twice a day because remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.